What is it you think that it doesn't measure up to what you wanted, or where's the sticking point?
It doesn't measure up to what we wanted, but that's not the sticking point. We accept compromise. The bill contains two specific provisions that actually roll back current employee rights. And we think it's wrong to use an Enhancement Act to take away rights. The most significant one is a change in the definition of a protected disclosure. Today, any federal employee who blows the whistle on a reasonably perceived violation of law is protected. The Enhancement Act will change that and create this category of quote-unquote minor violations of law, which is undefined. And it will permit employees to be retaliated against if they blow the whistle on only a minor violation. And why that's so significant is that frauds are detected when from minor violations. It's very hard for someone just to find the big scandal. You find it through the little pieces, and no federal whistleblower law today does not protect all exposures of violations of law. This will be a unique feature harmful to federal employees, and we view it essentially as a line in the sand. You can't undercut the right of any employee to blow the whistle on a violation of law. It's in executive orders, it's in merit systems, and it must be in the Whistleblower Protection Act.
So it sounds like you're saying, just to clarify, and I'll make up this example, if someone steals $1 million, that's a major crime. If they're caught stealing a tiny amount, it's possible that a whistleblower could point that out, and that could lead to the fact that they might have stolen $5 200,000 times.
Exactly. That's how frauds are recovered. And it's in all the studies from the Association of Certified Fraud Auditors, PricewaterhouseCooper. How are frauds actually uncovered? They're uncovered by employees who find their words, suspicious activities. That's how they're found. Whistleblower laws are designed to encourage the reporting of suspected violations as long as it's in good faith. Every federal whistleblower law does that. This creates a brand new definition that would be harmful to federal employees and also totally contradicts the merit systems principles in the law that require employees to expose any violation of law.
So what happens now? I mean, what sort of recourse do you have?
Well, we are urging the House and the Senate to fix this provision. It's actually based on the Federal Circuit issued a ruling that supports our position and says that violations of law are protected under the Merit Systems Protection Principles, period. We think they just have to adhere to that decision and fix this term. It's not that hard. They made a mistake. They have to swallow their pride, but make sure they don't create a terrible precedent that will have a chilling effect on federal employees for years to come.
Steve Cohn is executive director of the National Whistleblower Center. Now, you said there were two things you didn't like about this bill. The first one was that, what is a protected disclosure? What's the second big problem?
The second big problem was in 1978, when they passed the Civil Service Reform Act, there was a battle over whether the Merit Systems Protection Board could summarily dismiss whistleblower cases without a hearing. And we won that in 1978. The whistleblower community won. And the board does not have summary dismissal authority, which means employees do get a right to a hearing, and therefore that can facilitate settlement, and it can also reduce the cost. Under this law, the board will be given new authority to issue summary decisions. What that means is federal managers can execute affidavits, and based on those affidavits, you can throw the case out. So that's a significant rollback of current procedural rights. had urged that the law require the board to appoint real administrative law judges that are certified and approved through a merit process. That was rejected. We had requested that all employees be given the right to go to federal court. That was rejected. And so this summary dismissal authority was inserted into the law without other checks that could mitigate its harm, and it's a specific rollback on current rights. But I do want to emphasize something. The summary dismissal authority, which we totally oppose, is benign.
We got about 10 seconds to go.
Compared to the rollback in the definition of protected disclosures.